morning, everyone. On a
morning.
It's not a winter's night. It's like still autumn, actually. But it is heading on towards winter. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning, and I'd like to open the service with a reading from Psalm 100, and something to cheer you up a bit on. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We'd like to start the service, and we'll sing Immortal, Invisible. Come to worship the one true God who is faithful to all generations. We worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for answered prayer. We see the rain. It has come and overflowed to the rivers and the streams. We thank you that you are a faithful God and know our very needs even before we ask. We pray for our leaders of our nation and the world today. And in the world today, help them to seek your wisdom and guidance, to govern well and to obey your laws. We pray especially for our government too, if they have new bills coming up, and we pray for wisdom for them as they consider these. We pray for our families and our country. Strengthen them and give them your guidance and knowledge to live godly lives in today's world. We especially pray for our students. As exams are coming up, we pray for Catherine and Kayla and Ben and many others that have those exams coming. Help them to study and be ready for them. We pray for our missionaries in the fields that they work. We pray especially for their safety and travels and in their everyday work. We remember the Johnsons as they have a holiday at the beach with Pete's mother. Help them to be refreshed and prepared for work when they return to Burkina Faso. We also pray for a doctor to replace Diane Young when she returns in July, and help Jim as he hands over the work to the local people to continue. We pray for a smooth transition. We also pray for those farmers in Myanmar as they make decisions on the types of crops that they will grow and who to sell to. Give them their wisdom, give them wisdom, and help the Christians to be leaders in the decisions that they make. We pray for the service today. We pray that your word will be spoken to each one. And today, both young and old will hear that word and take it to their heart and use it in their everyday lives. We just pray you with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Notices. One thing to remember is next week it's 11 o'clock, so if you turn up early, just hang around. Might better make yourself a cup of tea. There's also a finger food lunch next week after the service. Probably and food bank, and getting ready for a gypsy day. So things are out. Sharon's put the forms out in the foyer for people's names and for donations. Session this week, and it's any other notices? Okay, so we'll move on to I'll probably have the offering now, and then we'll have the birthdays and celebrations after that. Gifts and blessings you have given each one of us. We thank you that we can give back to you just some of that, but Lord, help us to give our all to you today. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Amen. Any birthdays and celebrations to be had? Very quiet time here. No one's owning up. All right, well, we've got nothing there.